I tell you what, I made it here to the Greenwood County Library right here in the auditorium. This place is packed, not only with books, but with people wanting to get in on these special deals. Oh, my goodness. I tell you what, it is so organized, and we really have to thank the volunteers who work so hard to put this together. It takes hours and hours, and they do a fabulous job. So many books. There's books underneath the tables. There's books on top of the tables. There's hard books. There are, hardcover books are $3. Oversized paperbacks are $2. Paperbacks are 50 cents. Book sets are $5. It's just unbelievable how many things are here. And Dana Ellis just does an awesome job pulling all these volunteers together to make this happen. How you doing today, Dana?
I'm wonderful. Thank you. And the volunteers are the ones who do it. We must have 45 people who all pitch in and make it happen.
Absolutely. Now, you know, people probably want to know, number one, what does the money go for that you raise here at the book sale?
Well, the library has programs, especially in the summer. We have a very large children's program with professional performers we bring in. We have programs for adults. We have book clubs for adults. We also have a program for teens, and the money mostly goes to support those projects.
Well, you know, and if they didn't have the book sales and what the volunteers did here, they wouldn't have the money to be able to do all these programs, would they?
No, these are programs that are not in the regular budget, so it's sort of the icing on the cake that the Friends of the Library provide to the community.
Yeah, it is terrific. Now, you were telling me that it's kind of slow in here, and gosh, I guess I see about 20, 25 people in here right now.
Yes, when we first opened, we must have had about 85 people all buying boxes and boxes of books, but we still have lots of good ones left.
And it looks like you have lots underneath. Now, how long are you collecting all these books to make this come together? You do the book sale twice a year, so have you been collecting since really last October?
Yes, like the day after one finishes, people bring in books for the next one, and it just grows and grows and grows. It's wonderful. We really appreciate the support we get from the Greenwood community.
And I understand that you can even, could you bring some books now down here if you wanted?
Yes, you can. We take books anytime.
And not only do you do this for the big book sale, but also during the whole year, you have a whole section outside behind the cabinets there that is full of books that you sell during the year too, don't you?
Yes, we call it Books to Go. It's our bookstore, and we have books there year round. Anytime the library is open, we have books for sale.
That's right. So, do you have any idea how many books you have here? I think that would be fascinating to know. And then how many books you end up with at the end. Do you have any idea?
Well, I know it's thousands because I estimated one time we advertise online as well as in the local paper and stations. And we've added up just by adding a bookshelf.
Right.
And then multiplying that by how many times we roll over the bookshelf, and it came to thousands. We probably have 700 or 800 left over, I would say. Some of them we put back, so we have some inventory for the bookstore, and some of them we give away to a local charity.
Bowers Rogers, isn't it?
In the past, it's been Bowers Rogers. This year, it is Habitat for Humanity.
Oh, good.
So we're spreading our wings a little bit, but it always goes to somebody who has a thrift shop and has a good cause that their money will go to.
Absolutely. Well, there certainly are so many good ones, but that's a great Habitat for Humanity will benefit. Now, they will actually come pick up the books that are left, right?
Yes, that is one of our necessities, is that somebody be able to come pick them up, because we don't have a truck and we don't have the manpower to deliver them.
Sure. So now, just to talk about the different types of books that you have here, what type of books? I mean, is there, I think I could say there's something here for everybody, but what are some of the most popular categories?
Well, fiction. We have fiction for children.
We'd like to have fiction in our lives, wouldn't we? This reality is too hard to live with every day.
Exactly. Okay. Those are very popular, but we also have in the nonfiction, we have cookbooks. Those are always very popular. We have a large section on religion. We have classics. We have hobbies and do-it-yourself things. If you want to replumb your house, we have a book that will tell you how.
Okay.
If you want to, you know, sew a wedding dress, we probably have a book that will tell you how. It's a great variety. This year we have a section called Local and Southern, and they are books that are specifically to South Carolina and the upstate. And those are sort of really special books that we put aside for people that are interested in that sort of thing.
I'll have to check those out before I go. That sounds very interesting.
Yes.
And what about all the paperbacks? I mean, everybody's going to be wanting to do some fun summer reading. Mm-hmm. Paperbacks are great to take with you to the beach or whatever.
Absolutely. We divide them into romance or mystery adventure. And we have people who come and get their summer reading books now. Sometimes if people have a beach house or a mountain house, they'll come buy a whole bag of those so that they have some to let their guests read or amuse themselves when it's raining out.
Sure.
But that's one of our big pluses this time of year.
I think also, don't you, you have them organized so it's real easy to find what you're looking for, and the volunteers here are pretty familiar about where things are, too.
Yes, our volunteers are wonderful. If you come in and say you want a book on elephants, they can lead you right to the section where you may find one. We work all year sorting through the books and organizing them so that we have them in categories of self-help, military, religion, as I mentioned, art books, music. We've tried to break it down in categories so you don't have to spend half a day looking for your category.
That's right. So if you want to come out here, what's the most expensive books here? I mean, what would be the most expensive book you could potentially buy here at the book sale?
The coffee table books are $5.
And those are the ones with the big pictures and everything?
Yes, those are the fancy ones.
Okay. Is that about the most expensive?
That's about the most expensive. We have some sets that are $5 or $6 for the whole set. But if for an individual book, it would be the coffee table books. Our normal prices are $3 for the hardcover and 50 cents for the paperbacks and $2 for the oversized paperbacks.
Wow. And you'll have this going on all weekend long, right? And then Monday, what happens?
Monday, we're open from 9 to 1, and at 1 o'clock, we close the book on the 2016 spring book sale, and then we box them up so that somebody can take them away.
That's right. Okay. Now, will you? Do you have any lower prices come Monday now? Are you doing that anymore, or are you keeping the prices the same?
We will have the weekend, and Monday will be bargain time.
I mean, but you don't really want to wait till then because you don't know what's left. But if you want to just say, hey, I'll take whatever, it's a great time to come.
Yes, it is. You can come twice, actually. You can come now
right.
And find that book that you've been looking for and enjoy that. And then you can come back over the weekend and fill in or buy a book that you want to give to somebody because you liked it.
Right. I mean, there are just so many possibilities of great things here at the Greenwood County Library Sale. It is going to be going on through Monday. It is, now tonight you're here till
8 o'clock.
Till 8 o'clock. And then the rest of the weekend, or rest of the week, it is up until it's normal business hours of the library. And then on Monday, it's just from 9 until 1, correct?
Correct, yes. Unfortunately, we have to stop at that point because we have to clean up.
Well, I understand, and then other business will be going on. But right now, doesn't it make you feel good to see all these people in here looking at books, and you've had so many already all day?
Yes, and I love to see the people get excited about finding a book that they've been looking for or an author they like. And we give every child who comes gets one free book of their choice. That's from infants through high school. And I love to see the little ones because it's a big deal to pick out your book.
And preferably not one that mom wants, right? You want them to pick out a book they want.
Yes, exactly.
Although a little help from mom would probably be okay. Hey, we are here at the Greenwood County Library, and we're going to be here till 5 o'clock this afternoon. I can't wait to peruse around and see what's here. So why don't we join South Carolina Radio News and a word from our sponsors, and I'll be right back. Hey, you are listening to WCRS. Hey, I'm Ann Eller. These are my airwaves, and I'm right here at the Greenwood County Library.
Gold, gold, more precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
Oh, that's right. How we doing here today? I'm Ann Eller right down here at the book sale. We are so many great books to look at. I was just perusing around and trying to find some that I thought some people might like. I did find one for Jeff here. It's called, that's my husband, Jeff, Real Vampires Get Lucky. Yes, it says it's hot and hilarious, and it shows a very sexy girl on the front page. It's a paperback, Jeff. I think I'll go ahead and get it for you. When it says, blood type B human coming from the alley behind my shop, a female loan shark named Lucky had been attacked and left for dead. To save her, I, Gloria St. Clair, did something I never wanted to resort to. I turned a human into a vampire. It's not that I regret changing Lucky. I had no choice. I will say, though, eternity would have been safer without her. There you go. So that's one I'm bringing back for Jeff here. The name of the book, Real Vampires Get Lucky. I was looking around, and I found another one that I thought might be rather interesting. And I thought this one might be a good one for Emerald. How Starbucks Saved My Life. Yes, I found this book right here amongst all the books right here. Actually, it's a book about... by Michael Gates Gill, and it's how he went from being a very wealthy person to losing it all and ended up working at a Starbucks. But it does look rather interesting, Emerald, so How Starbucks Saved My Life I may be bringing back for you. But there are so many choices here. Just to be able to come in and peruse and not worry about how much you're spending, I think, is one of the big things about it. Here's a rundown on some of the prices on the books. As we said, the coffee table books are $5. And, you know, those can be like 50 bucks, but these are $5. Hardcover books are $3. Oversized paperbacks, $2. Paperbacks, regular paperbacks are 50 cents. Book sets can be $5 or as marked. They even have some record albums. Records are $1. Albums are $2. And here's something you probably don't see that much anymore. If you still have a VHS tape and tapes, they're 50 cents. CDs are $2. DVDs are $3. Audiobooks are $5. Magazines, $0.25. You know, there's nothing like sitting down with some good old magazines and enjoying some of the articles here. And I tell you what, they have quite a stack over there. Children's hardcover books are $1. Paperbacks are $0.25. These are the prices. So you can come here with $5 and walk away with a handful. So go crazy. Come down here to the library. They're here till 8 o'clock tonight. And then they also will be here normal library hours throughout the weekend. And on Monday, it goes from 9 until 1 o'clock. So at 1 o'clock, they'll have to close it down. What do they do with the books that are left? Well, the majority of them are going to Habitat for Humanity. So great opportunity for them to be able to have some great new books and some new inventory to be able to put in their thrift store. I know they are thrilled for this. So these are the type of things that are happening right here in our community. I've got to say, we do so much with not a lot to make things come together. You know, during the summer, they're going to have all these great programs going on, and you will be able to benefit because, number one, of the book sale. If we didn't have the book sale going on, let me tell you, I don't think we would have all the programs that they do at the library. It's expensive to bring in some of the artists and some of the kids' programs. The people that they bring in, it gets expensive when they bring these people here to entertain and to teach your children. So here you go. Come down here. Support the Greenwood County Library's book sale. It is all put on by Friends of the Library. And by the way, Friends of the Library, great organization to belong to. And if you're looking for an organization to belong to, one where you can volunteer and be at the great Greenwood County Library, this is an excellent place to start. So come on out and see them here today. They have so many books. They've got all their tables set up, and then they've got book carts that are just filled with books. Here you go. Somebody wants to learn how to do creative gift wrapping. There you go. You can do it. How about all kinds of crafts? How about the New York Times Guide to Essential Knowledge? There you go. You don't need anything else. You just need this one book, and you will have all the essential knowledge that you need to know. They also have some great history books. If you feel that you've missed out on some parts of history and would like to learn about them, how about this? This fabulous century from the 30s to the 40s. 1950 to 1960, 1900 to 1910, whole collections of all different types of books, biographies, cookbooks. I haven't found the cookbooks. Where are the cookbooks? I need to look for the cookbooks. They're all over here. Okay, I'm going to go over here and look at the cookbooks, you know, because sometimes we find something that's really, really, really great. The Great Book of Mediterranean Cuisine, Southern Living Cookbook. What else we got? Southern Heritage, Southern Cooking. Mm-hmm. Do you want to do gourmet holidays and celebration? Condé Nast books? How about that? How about if you're trying to keep yourself a little bit healthy? The Sugar Solution. And this one could be one of your favorites. Vegetable Love. That's right. Do you love vegetables? You want to know how to cook them? This could be a great one. You know, it's a great time. They have it in the springtime. So if you would like to know how to grow a garden, I'm sure they have gardening books. If you have some teens that you'd love to make sure they're reading during the spring and summer season, well, then bring them down here. Or you just come down, pick out some books, and have some books on hand. It's kind of like Dana said, what a great idea to just buy a bag full of books and take them to your house in the mountains or at the beach, or if you're going to the beach for a week or so, get a bunch of different types of books for all different ages, and then you'll have something to do. They have the books, the fiction books, divided up by the paperbacks, mystery, romance, miscellaneous, and then over here, boxes and boxes. If you don't see something on top of the table, I'm sure you're going to see it under the table. Have a particular author you're looking for? Why not stop in and just ask them? They have volunteers that will help you find exactly what you're looking for. So, I've picked out a few. I want to pick out a few more. And I tell you what, I think I'm going to look around here, see what else I can see. But this is phenomenal. How many people have they found a secret. Yes, it's true. It's the Greenwood County Library book sale. It's the biggest secret around, and we're telling everybody about it because it's such a good deal. So come on out. You want to save money. You want to have entertainment for your kids and for you during the summer months. This is the place to come to. Have a shut-in that lives up the street and maybe can't get out very much. Get them some books. Get them a whole selection. Gosh, for $10, you could buy a bunch of books. It's just phenomenal. So I hope you're going to come to the Greenwood County Library sale. It is, as I said, going on today until 8 o'clock. The rest of the week, it'll be normal library hours. And then, Monday morning from 9 o'clock in the morning till 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Let's hear a quick word from our sponsors. Let me see what other trouble I can get into right here, live from the Greenwood County Library. That's right. I'm Ann Eller, and these are my airwaves right here from the Greenwood County Library. Don't you go away.
McDonald's presents Confessions of an Ex-Hipster.
I loved cappuccinos, so I put on an itchy turtleneck and grew a goatee. But before I knew it, I was into French films, indie rock, and not bathing. Luckily, I got help from McDonald's McCafe cappuccinos. Now I'm watching football, wearing khakis, even high-fiving again. Thank you, McDonald's.
New McCafe mochas, lattes, and cappuccinos from McDonald's. With fresh ground espresso and real steamed milk, it's all the coffee, hold the attitude. At participating McDonald's.
Visit your local McDonald's in Greenwood and Abbeville today.
Oh, that's right. We're in my world, Ann Eller's world, right here on the airwaves. These are my airwaves, and we're having a good time down here at the Greenwood County Library at the book sale. And Dana's back with me, taking a break here for a second. And I wanted to mention about people becoming members of the Greenwood Friends of the Library. That's a really great organization. What can you tell us about it there, Dana?
Well, the friends support the library. A lot of our volunteers are friends, but you don't have to be a volunteer if you join the friends. You can just do it to support your local library. It's $10 for a single membership and $15 for a family. We also have benefactor levels and patron levels, so that's good. And it's just a nice way to express your support for your local library, and it certainly helps us if we're talking to politicians, and an indication of the kind of support we get from the community.
Absolutely. And of course, like she said, you don't have to volunteer, but a lot of people do. But you won't put pressure on people. Just becoming a member of Friends of the Library and paying that $10 or $15 would mean a lot, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would certainly mean a lot to us as far as an expression of support. We try to keep the price down so that it's available to anybody who would like to. We would like to know that you support us. We don't rely on the dues for anything because we rely on this book sale for our supportive library programs. But it's just really nice if people would do that. We would be delighted.
Absolutely. Now, one of the things I wanted to talk about, I mean, we're talking items. The most expensive item is $5, folks, $5. And it sounds like I'm getting a little echo here, but $5. And yet, over the last few years, you have averaged about $4,000. That is amazing, with stuff that is a quarter, 50 cents, $3. Dana, that's a lot of books and magazines, et cetera, to move out.
Yes, it certainly is, and it's been 4,000 plus twice a year. So we move many, many, many books, and we couldn't do it without the volunteers. They are just wonderful.
That's right. So for all of you, and you couldn't do it without the people that come and buy all these books.
Even more so.
That's right. So if you are thinking about coming down here, know that the money you spend sure goes to a great, great source. But this is what it's all about, is making sure that we're able to bring great programs. And I tell you what, the children's programs during the summer are just phenomenal, aren't they, Dana?
Yes, I'm always amazed. We've had a snake man who brought reptiles and lizards.
Real snakes and reptiles?
Yes, and children love them.
And a puppetry. They've done puppetry before.
Yeah, we have puppetry. We always have a magician at some point in the summer. We had people from the South Carolina Aquarium have a traveling show, and they came and brought sea creatures with them. We have plays. It's just an amazing variety. We try to have something to please everybody, and this room is usually packed.
And they're all quality programs. They come from the South Carolina, well, like you said, the museum, the aquarium, all these different places send out traveling groups that come out, and they really do a phenomenal job. And it is, and the thing I always like is the kids, it's interactive for the kids.
Yes, they're always encouraged to take part. It's always free. They can come and have a good laugh or ooh and ah over a big snake. It's not always snakes, so if anybody doesn't like snakes, it's not always snakes. But it's just creatures that...
Creepy crawlies and things like that, all the things that sometimes you can't get to the forest, and the forest can come here.
Yep, and it's always people who tell the children something about the animals and how to handle them and what good they do for our environment, and it's educational as well as just plain fun.
That's right. So if you can come out here during normal library hours for the rest of the week, and Monday morning from 9 until 1 is the final push to move lots of books. They've got, even though they've been very busy today, they have lots and lots and lots of books here. If there's not a book, if you can't find a book here, you're just not looking very hard. Would you say that, Dana?
Well, I'd hate to say that, but I think it's probably true.
There's just so many possibilities. So come on down here to the Greenwood County Library. Have a good time. Don't be in a hurry. That would be the other thing I'd say. Take your time. Put aside some time so you can really meander around and see it all.
I think that's a great idea. We also have people volunteering here who know the stock and know where things are. So if you just had a little time on your lunch hour, you could run in and ask for help, and we would try to help you and probably help find what you're looking for.
Well, that sounds great. And you can come more than one time. Is that right? It's not just a one time can you come. Is that right? I mean, I'm being a little facetious here, Dana, but is that right?
Absolutely. We would love to have you come every day and see if things have changed. Or it's amazing, as much as I work with these books, I can walk by and spot a book that I don't remember ever seeing before.
Well, that's the way it is. So please come down, support the Greenwood County Library. There'll be programs coming this summer. Some of them you might want to partake of. If you've got grandchildren that are coming in for the summer, you might enjoy bringing them to some of these programs. So come down and support. Have extra books on hand, not only for yourself, but for summer reading, for the kids, for a shut-in. They make great gifts, and I tell you what, the books are in such great condition. I tell you what, you don't find any books that have been beat up or anything, do you? You don't have any of them here, do you?
No, we go through books, the discards, the donated books, and, you know, if something's falling apart, we recycle it. We only have for sale books that are in good condition. They're clean, they're solid, they're not falling apart. For the fiction, we only sell books that are about 20 years old or newer. So 1995 is our cutoff date, unless it's somebody who is still writing. If it's Ken Follett, who's been writing forever and ever, then we would sell almost anything we got of his, but generally speaking, they're the newer fiction.
All right, and I remember last time you'd gotten a huge collection in from a professor, right? Is there anybody that has made a particularly different type of donation this time that you're going to see maybe some different things? Because I know that was huge last time. She had donated her lifetime of collection of books. So anything like that, or just good collections from a lot of different people?
This time it's sort of good collections from a lot of different people, but we do have somebody gave us, I think, every book Janet Ivanovich ever wrote. We also have Stuart Wood, same thing. We have James Patterson, people who specialize in an author. I guess eventually they run out of room, and we've been fortunate enough they give them to us. So you might find a book written by your favorite author, the very first one he ever wrote, and you've never been able to find it before. I'll bet we have it somewhere here.
That sounds great. And one more thing I thought we should mention, and it just went out of my brain, so these are my airwaves. What's going on here, Ann? All the different books that you have, I have lost my total thought here, folks. I've just lost it. But they have so many books here. It's just amazing. If you don't come down here and take advantage of all the things that are here for very little money, you will have missed out. So do take some time and put it aside to come to the Greenwood County Library Book Sale. Dana, is there anything else you'd like to say before we check out here today?
Just that we would welcome everybody to come often, come early, come late. We're open tonight till 8. We're open every minute that the library is open. We're here, so come on down.
That's right, and we got to say a big thank you to all the friends of the library and the volunteers that pull this all together. Oh, I know what I wanted to say. If somebody gets down here and they get a little carried away and they take a lot of books home and then they say, well, some have got to go, they could bring down the ones that they think they could live without.
Yes, most of us buy books at one book sale and then donate them back for the next one. Which is one good way of seeing that your house doesn't get overrun by books.
That's true. So you certainly can do that. And I tell you another thing, I think that for the prices here, you're absolutely right. Get a book, enjoy it, and then either pass it on to somebody else or donate it back. What a great idea.
That's what we encourage. It's wonderful if you've got somebody to share it with. We share some books with the soup kitchen. And then they share around. We believe in sharing books, so we encourage that. But if you would like to re-donate them to us, we'll be glad to have them back.
Absolutely. One last thing I think that is so neat about what we do, what you do here with the books, is the fact that people just seem to love books, even though we thought that books would be going by the wayside with all the readers and the Kindles and everything. There is something about having a book. In fact, I understand in some of the reading that I've done that while Kindles are popular and everything, holding that book in your hand makes a real difference.
It does. Kindles, Nooks, they're all great, but there is a definite space in life for a real book. And we're finding more and more people, they like their e-readers for travel or for certain times, but they still love books.
Absolutely. Well, it looks like you got a couple of people checking out up front there that are getting their free books, some young people there. That's great. If you are a young person, you can come down and get a free book, I think, from infant through 18. Is that right?
We just say high school. But
high school. The WCRS right here in Greenwood. Yes, I'm Ann Eller. These are my airwaves, and we're going to call it quits now, but I got to go look around here and find some more great books before I leave. Hope you're going to come right down here to the Greenwood Book Sale. Open till 8 o'clock tonight, regular library hours through Monday, and on Monday it is 9 to 1. Dana, thanks so much for taking time and talking to us here today.
Well, thank you so much for coming. We always look forward to seeing you.
Well, we enjoy it very much. Hey, that's going to do it for us. This is WCRS right here in Greenwood. Bye-bye, everybody.